To concentrate the mind, one must observe a life of celibacy and never fall down. Such a life of celibacy, or brahmacharya, is perfect. One should voluntarily give up sense enjoyment. One should control the mind and senses, give charity, speak truthfully, be clean and non-violent. He should follow regulative principles and chant the holy name of the Lord. These practices certainly bring temporary purification. Thus they are like fire, for although fire clears away the dry creepers beneath the bamboo plant, the creepers grow back again at the first opportunity.
తపసా బ్రహ్మచర్యేన సమేన చ యమేన చ త్యాగేన సత్వశౌచభ్యాం జమేన యమేన వా దేహవాగ్ బుద్ధిజం ధీరా ధర్మభ్యా శ్రద్ధయాన్వితః పంతఘం మహదపి వేణుగర్మ వివాహ. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్ హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్. This should be the ideal of first class human life. The first thing is tapasya, austerity, not extravagance. That is not human life. Tapasya. Tapasya means generally voluntarily accepting some inconvenience. Then brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means no sex life. According to Vedic civilization, the students, they are called brahmachari. In student life, there is no sex life. Then his brain will be finished. That is happening nowadays. From the student life, they indulge in sex life. Therefore, not very big men are coming. Because the brain substance is finished. So, brahmachari is supposed to raise the seminar to the brain. Urdhvamanasi. Not discharge, but keep it on the brain. Then their memory becomes very soft. Once heard from anyone, he will exactly produce without any problem. Where is that science now? There is no such thing. So, to fulfill the human life, aim of human life, we have to become first-class human being. The first-class human being, ideal human being, is the Brahman. And the second class, the Kshatriya, the third class, Vaishya, and fourth class, Shudra. So, at the present moment, Kali Yuga, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. In Kali Yuga, there is no first class, second class, or even third class, all fourth class men, Shudra Sambhava. So, therefore, they are unable to perform all these tapasya or brahmacharya. Then what is their hope for progress? That has been enunciated in the Shastra, Brahma Vaivarta Purana, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the formula that Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Gati. To make one's life successful, to reach to the goal of life, it is very difficult that one can observe all these principles, tapasya, brahmacharya,
Sama, Dhamma, Titikha, Sattam. Sattam means truthfulness. One should be so truthful that if a rogue comes to him and if he asks, what money you have got? He'll say, I have got so much money. This is called Sattam. He'll not conceal even to the enemies. That is called truthfulness. Everything should be plainly and truthfully presented. This is also. And saucabhyam, cleanliness. So cleanliness means if you go to the latrine, the injunction is that you will have to wash your hands, legs so many times. Not with water, but with earth. Nowadays it is soap. So, if we cannot wash our hands and legs for many times, at least we should wash once or twice with soap. This is called shaucha. A brahminical qualification is he is very neat and clean. Three times taking bath and keeping the body very neat, clothes, everything. Where he lives, his bedding, his place, all must be clean. and jamena niyamena. Sex control, mind control, and senses control by regulative principles. So we have to observe all these regulative principles. If we want to become first-class man, and without becoming first-class man, nobody can understand what is God. That is not possible. Fourth-class man cannot understand. It is not possible. Brahma janati iti brahmana. A brahmana or the first class man is he because he knows Brahma. He knows Brahma, what is God. Not perfectly well, but Brahma, the impersonal conception of the Supreme. This impersonal conception of the Supreme, absolute truth, is also Brahmagyan, but that is partial. God is Satchidananda Vigraha. His form, his person, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that, my dear Arjuna, you, me, and all these men who have come here, we existed like this in the past. That means we are all individuals. Because when Krishna was speaking in the battlefield, he is person, and he was teaching Arjuna, he is also person, and the soldiers and other kings, they are also all persons. So Krishna says that it is not that we are impersonal in the past, or we shall become impersonal in the future. No. Just like, take another example, that before our birth, accepting this body, I was a person, you were a person. And according to our personal different activities, pious or impious, we have got this body. So, I was person before the beginning of this body, and after my death, I shall remain a person, and I shall accept another body. Dhirasattanamayati, tathadehantara prapti. So, when I become impersonal, past, present, future, there are three different phases of time. So in the past, I was a person. At present, I am a person. And in future, I shall remain a person. Where is the question of impersonal? This is spoken by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter. My dear Arjuna, it is not that we did not exist in the past. We existed in this way. And we are existing now in the same way, and we shall exist. That means our personality is never lost. Therefore we see so many varieties of men. Each one is a person. We cannot find anyone exactly similar to the other. Because everyone has got his personal propensities. And according to the personal propensities and desires, Krishna is giving us different opportunities, and that is different body. Karmana adhivanatrena. Just like in the court, everyone is judged as person, not wholesale. The judge says that now all you have come here, some of them are complainants and some of them are respondents, so you stand together, I give this judgment. No. Everyone is personally judged. And everyone is given reward or punishment personally. So where is the question of impersonal? And in the Vedas it is said, nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eko jo bohanam vidadati kaman. God means He is also nitya, eternal. Amongst the eternals, there are many we, living entities. We are many, plural number. Nityanam. Nityanam means plural number. And nitya, singular number. So God is singular number person. And we are plural number. We are many. God is one. But living entities are many. Not that God also is many. No. God may have many expansion. That is another thing. But God is singular number. God is not plural number. Nitya, nityanam. So what kind of singular number? That is chief singular number. Just like leader. There are many followers. Take any example. In the classroom or here, a teacher is one. But the audience, there are many. Similarly, God is one, but the living entities are many. Nitya, nityanam. Chetana, chetananam. And what kind of living entity? Living entity means living entity. He is also living force. He is not dead. Just like just now we are talking that God is dead. No. Nitya. Chetana. Chetana means conscious. And nitya, eternal. We are also conscious and eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. It is not that after our body is destroyed, we become destroyed. No. Na jayate, na mriyate, va. These things we have learned from Bhagavad Gita. This is the position. We are many, and God is one. So, if we accept one God, then where is the chance of a different religious system? God is one. God is neither Christian nor Hindu or Muslim or... No. God is God. Just like gold. Gold is gold. Either in the Hindu community or Muslim community, gold is gold. Because gold is there in some Hindu community, nobody says Hindu gold. Does anybody say it is Hindu gold or it is Christian gold? No. Gold is gold. Similarly, God is one. There is no Hindu God or Muslim God or Christian God. This is mistake. We believe God in this way, that is nonsense. No, God is one, and you have to see what is the characteristic of God. Just like when it is gold, everyone wants to see whether it is actually gold or imitation gold. That you have to see. There cannot be Hindu gold, Muslim gold, Christian gold. No. Simply you have to see whether it is actually gold, acceptable. That should be the subject matter of theology. To know actually what is God and to understand what is our relationship with God. So that is stated in the Vedas, that God is also a living entity like us, as we are living entities, nitya nityana, we are plural number, he is singular number. Then why he is singular number? Why not plural number? And what is the difference between singular number and plural number? That is also eko jo bahunam vidadati kama. That eko, that singular number, is supplying all the necessities of life for all this plural number. That is God. He is a maintainer. Eko jo bahunam vidyate. We have got different types of demands on account of our different types of body. And who is supplying these necessities? That is God. That is God. Very simple definition. Eko jo bahunam vidyate kama. Find out somebody who can supply the necessities of everyone. He is God. Is it very difficult to find out who is God? This is simple formula. Eko jo bahunam vidyate kama. We become charitable persons, but have we got any means that anyone who comes I can give charity? No, that is not possible. Therefore, God's definition is given by the Parashar Muni. What is that? Aisajjasya samagrasya bijasya jasasya sriya jnana vairagya chaiva sarayiti bhavangana. This is the definition. What is that? Aisajjasya means wealth, riches. Everyone has got riches, some money, either at home or in the bank. So you may have $2 million, I may have $10, you may have $100. Everyone has got some riches. That is admitted. But nobody can say that I have got all the riches. That is not possible. If somebody can say that I have got all the riches, he is God. That is spoken by Krishna. Nobody has said in the history of the world. Krishna says, Bhoktaram jagyathamatham sarvalokamahisam. I am the enjoyer of everything. And I am the proprietor of all the universe. Who can say that? That is God. Aishajyasya, samagrasya. Samagra means total, not that partial. That I have got so much, now I have distributed. I do not wish to mention by name one artificial god. He was teaching his disciple and the disciple was feeling electrical shocks. So unfortunately I cannot give you electrical shocks. You see? Electrical shocks and he became fainted by electrical shocks. And these are written publicly and fools are accepted. Why teachers should give electrical shock? Where is that mentioned in the Shastra? But these things are bogus things, are stated. Electrical shock. And when he fainted, then the god was sitting, and when he got his senses, then the disciple asked God, "Sir, why you are crying?" "Now I have finished everything. I have given you everything." Just a teacher finishes everything by teaching his disciple? These things are going on. So, Krishna is not that kind of God, that I have finished everything. Purnasya purnamadayo purnameva usishyati. This is definition of God. God is so perfect and full that even if you take all his opulences, he still is full. That is God. Not that I have finished my talk. So intelligent man should learn what is God from the Vedic information. Don't manufacture God. Manufacture, how we can manufacture God? That is not possible. So that is called monodharma. By mental concoction, mental speculation, we cannot create God. Here is the definition of God, that Ishavasam idam sarvam yatkinchit jagatyam jagat. Idam sarvam. Sarvam means whatever you see. You see the big Pacific Ocean that is created by God. And it is not that he has created one Pacific Ocean, therefore he is all chemicals, hydrogen and oxygen finished. No. There are millions and trillions of Pacific Ocean floating in the sky. That is God's creation. There are millions and trillions of planets floating in the sky, and there are millions and trillions of living entities, seas and mountains and everything, but there is no scarcity. Not only this universe, there are millions and trillions of universes. We get this information from the Vedic. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti jachak jagadanna koti koti su asesu vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma niskalam anantam asesu bhutam govindam adi purusam tam. Try to understand the opulence of God. It's like jasya prabha prabhavatu. Now you can see this is material science has accepted that everything in this material world, they are generated by the heat and light of the sun. So, as you have got experience on account of the sunlight, the whole universe is going on. You have seen that machine, when there is heated, it is running. So similarly, the real sign is Brahma Jyoti. Brahma Jyoti, that impersonal Brahma. And in the impersonal Brahma, there are jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadannakut. There are millions of universes. As you are daily seeing, on the sun sign, there are millions and trillions of planets floating on account of the sun sign. They are rotating, everything. Similarly, the original sun sign is Brahma Jyoti. What is that Brahma Jyoti? Jasya prabha. It is the rays from the body of Krishna, Govinda. Just like the sun sign is the rays of the body of the sun god. That we can see. If we do not see sun god, at least we see the sun planet. So similarly, Krishna is there, and there is a Krishna Lok planet. And the Krishna Lok planet is, distributing the signing. You see the sky is bluish because the rays of the body of Krishna is also bluish. And that is reflected in each universe. Therefore you see the sky bluish. Krishna's color. So in this way, we have to understand what is God. God is not a petty thing that he dies or one is manufactured by meditation, he becomes God. This kind of God has no value. God is always God. Krishna, when he was a child, he had no opportunity to meditate. He was a child, playing on the lap of his mother. And when Putana came and wanted to kill the child, the small child god, he killed Putana, a big demon. So even he was at that time 3 months old, still, not only Putana, many other demons. And then when he was 6 or 7 years old boy, so at that time there was crisis in Vrindavan, and he lifted the Govardhan hill with his finger. This is God. Aishajyasya samagyasya bijasya jasasya sriya. God has got unlimited strength. You have seen in Krishna picture, Krishna is killing so many demons, that horse demon, Kesi. Krishna simply puts his hand in the mouth of the horse, because to control a horse means he controls his mouth. Then you can control the whole big animal. So immediately the horse came before him. He pushed his hand within the mouth of the horse, and the horse began to feel it is red hot iron. So this is God. Aishajyasya samagrasya bijasya jasasya sriya. So apart from, we are not seeing personally, but we have heard it. But personally at least we can see one thing, how Krishna is great. Because aishajyasya samagrasya bijasya jasasya sriya. Jnana. Sriya, beautiful. Nobody can be more beautiful than Krishna. Sriya, Sriya means beauty. You see, here Krishna, how he is beautiful. So, he does not become old, navajauvanancha. Advaita achyutaya nadi anantarupam adyam purana purusam navajauvanancha. He is the oldest person. Because he has created everything. But he will never look old. You will never see Krishna's picture as old man. These are the definition of God. God, nobody can be richer than him. Nobody can be stronger than him. Nobody can be more beautiful than him. And nobody wiser than him. That proof we can see, Bhagavad Gita was spoken 5,000 years ago, and still Bhagavad Gita is worshipped as the best book of knowledge. This is the proof. So God does not depend on anyone's proof, but if you want proof whether he is God, you can get. That you can get. Therefore, we should accept Krishna as the Supreme God. It is stated in all shastras, and Arjuna also, who listened Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, he also accepted. After hearing Bhagavad Gita, he said, Parabrahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhava, Purusam Shastratam Adhyam. So, our process is to follow the predecessor. The Arjuna, he accepted. Not only Arjuna, Arjuna may be his friend, he might have accepted his friend as God. No. Krishna is accepted by the greatest learned scholar, Vyasji. And greatest saintly person, Narada. That is, Vyasdev writes in his Srimad Bhagavatam that I have given description of different incarnation of God. He has given so many incarnations. At last, he concludes that although Krishna came as incarnation, but he is not incarnation. He is the incarnate. From him all incarnations come. Iti changsapala, iti changsakala pungsa krishnastu bhagavan svayam. As soon as we say incarnation, the next question will be, who's incarnation? That Vyasdev explains that Krishna's incarnation. Krishna is not incarnation. Krishna is personally the Supreme Personality of God. That is the statement of Vyasdev, the most learned. He is accepted, the most actually. Who can be more learned than Vyasdev in this material world? Nobody. You can see his writing, Bhagavatam, how exalted scholarly. Nobody can write such verses at the present moment. It is not possible. Each and every word is full of meaning and so nicely set up. Therefore, it is said, Vidyan Chakri Shatata Sanghita. The Vidyan, the most learned Vyasdev, has given us the Shatata Sanghita. So, if we want to know, everything is there. But to understand, that will require a separate brain. That is recommended here. You create your brain. Tapasha, first of all, let's do it. You cannot create your brain by doing nonsense things. That is not one. You have to control. Samena, damena. Tapasa, brahmacharya. These are the process to create a brain to understand God. Otherwise, it is useless. Samaye vahi keval. It is simply laboring for nothing. So, this is the recommended. That is also not sufficient. In the last, Sukhdev gives a hint that this kind of purification by tapasa brahmacharjena is like venugulma mibanalo. Venugulma, venugulma means the dried creepers and grass. You can set fire in India, and here also I've seen in London. They set fire and all the dried creepers and grass become. But what is the purpose of saying Venugulmani Mahalila? Venugulmani Ivanala means that superficially we see that now it is burnt into ashes. But the root remains there. As soon as there will be rain, waterfall, they will come out again. So, the whole process is how to become detached from this material world. So, this, even if you practice this tapasya, it is not completely able to finish the attachment. Therefore it is said, Venugulmuni Maharala. So, we can finish this material attachment only by worshipping Krishna. That is stated in this Srimad Bhagavatam. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Gyananchaja Ahita. The practical example is here in our Krishna consciousness movement that our students simply by executing devotional service to Vasudeva, they have become free from so many sinful activities. That is the particular. So this should be introduced, this sister, so that people at the present moment, they may become purified and make their advance in progress of, to the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is back to home, back to God. That is what. So nathi bidu sartha gatim hibishnu. They do not know what is their self-interest, ultimate goal. Durasayaji bahirattamani. They are thinking by adjusting the external material things they will be happy. No. Durasa. It is called durasa. Hopeless hope. But it's not possible. Du means very difficult to fulfill the asha, the hope that we shall be very happy in this world and enjoy senses without any interruption. Now, let us make some United Nations program and we'll be happy. It will never be sure. Thank you very much.